Parak Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Natal Es Hadam. So the Kohen Gadol, after he would complete the service of the Ketores, of offering the incense in the Kodesh Kadashim, the Holy of Holies, and he'd finish up his tefillah, his prayer, his short prayer that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Yatzav Natal Es Mizrak Hadam. He would go and he would gather the bowl of blood, Mimi Shehoyim Maris Bau, from the hand of the Kohen that was stirring it the whole time so it doesn't congeal, like we had learned earlier in Perek Dalet. Nichnas l'makom she'nichnas, then he'd go back into the same entrance where he entered before, into the Kodesh Kedashim, the Holy of Holies. Ve'amad b'makom she'amad, he stood in the same place that he stood before, the time when he was burning the Ketores, the incense, which was between the poles of the Aron, Bein Habadim, that was during the first place of Mekdash. In the second base of Mikdash, where there was no more Aron, right? Either we said it was exiled to Bavel or it was hidden. So he would stand in the place where he would stand had it been there, okay? So now when he's bringing the blood, he stands in the same area. V'hiza mimenu, then he does the spritching of the blood with his finger, b'espa'o with his finger, achas lamala, haza achas lamala, one spritch going upward, Sheva Lamata, and seven spritches going downward. This is based on a pasuk, on a verse in the Torah. That's why he does these spritches. And he did not intend to spritch it upward or downward. So what does that mean? Kolomar, he did not have the intention to do the first spritching, on the upper, lid of the Shalakaporas, of the lid of the Aron, right? He didn't have the intention to do it there. And neither the seven spritches that came afterwards, he didn't intend to do it like on the sides of the kaparas, of the lid of the Aron, because shelo al kaparas, because the blood did not fall on the lid of the Aron, right? Shelo al kaparas nefal adam, the blood did not spritch onto the lid of the Aron, rather fell onto the floor. So that's what they're saying over here. The blood went onto the floor. So what does it mean? There was one upward and seven downward if it's going onto the floor. So elekim matzlif, like a matzlif. What is matzlif? So the Bartanur explains matzlif means like one is being flogged, is being whipped. So the way one would be whipped is you start in between the shoulders and then you make your way down. So to over here, this Kohen Gadol would have the intention that the eighth total spritches, right, would go on the ground in a kashur, like a row, zutachazu, one under the other. So just like, you know, if a person would be whipping somebody, he starts at his shoulders and he goes down the back. So he starts at the top and then goes downward. So too, he'd do like one spritch upward and seven downward. It was just following a line, and the blood would go on the floor. So that's what it means. You're making like a row of eight spritches total of blood on the floor and not on the Aron. The Kacha Yamona, and the Kohen Gadol would count as he's doing these spritches, part of the service of Yom Kippur. He would say, Achas, one spritch, which is going, you know, the upward motion. Then he would say, Achas va'achas, one and one, meaning with all the other seven spritches that were going in a downward motion, he would say one, meaning the one of the upward that he did already, and then one of the downward. So it would be achas va'achas, one up, one down. Then achas v'shtayim, the same one that he did up, and now the second one he did down. Achas v'sholosh, the same one he did up, and then the third one going down. And then achas v'arba, one and four, achas v'chamesh, one and five, achas v'shesh, one and six, achas v'sheva, one and seven. We actually say this in our tefillah, in our prayer on Yom Kippur. And the reason, why does he just say one going up and then seven going down? Why does he say one and one, one and two, one and three? Right, whereby number one is always alluding to the one going up, and then the second one's, right, one and one, or one and two, one and three is going on the seven going down. So the reason why he would count in this particular way was because they explained the Gemara, Shlo Yate B'Hazos, he shouldn't make a mistake and think that the very first spritch of going upward is included in the seven. Then he'll only do seven total, he won't do that eighth one. So we have to make it clear that the first one was on its own, and the other seven are on its own, so you have a total of eight and not a total of seven. So that's why it counts like that. Afterwards, Yatzu the Kohen Gadol would leave the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Holy of Holies, the Hinichon, he would leave this Mizrach, this bowl of blood that he had from his ox, Al Kan HaZahav Shebehechol, on this golden stand in the Heichal. It was there prepared for this, to hold the blood of the ox that he was just spritching, so he would leave it in the Heichal on this golden stand. Okay, moving right along to Mishnah Dalas, we're very similar to Mishnah Gimel, so the slight change. So here we go. Hevilo es ha'sa'ir. So now, after the Kohen Gadol had placed this bowl of blood from his ox, right, on this golden stand in the Heichal, so Yatzla Azar, he went out to the Azara, and over there they brought to him the goat that won the lottery to be Lashem for Hashem, they brought as a carbon. Shchato, he shechted it, he slaughtered it. V'kibil b'mizvah es damo, then he accepted in this bowl the blood of the goat. Nichnas l'makom shenichnas, he went into the entry where he entered before, meaning in the Kodesh Kedashim, the Holy of Holies. V'amar b'makom shamar, he stood in the place where he stood, meaning between the poles of the Aron, or if there was no Aron, then where the Aron would have been had it been there. V'hiz in the manner that he spritched with the blood. Again, the same process, but here he's doing it with the blood of the goat, not the blood of the ox. Achas lamala, one upwards, shefa lamata, seven downward. Boy, meskai v'lhazuz olamala v'olamata, he didn't intend to spritch it on the actual Aron Kodesh, you know, on the top or on the sides. Rather, elakamatzot, like one who's whipping somebody between the shoulder blades and going downward. So too, like we just mentioned, by the blood of the ox, same held true by the blood of the goat. He would spritch it on the floor in this motion where you had, you know, one and then seven going in a line on the floor. Kachayamon, and so if you would count, like we mentioned earlier, achas, one, meaning the one going up. Now, achas, achas, the one that went up, and now one going down. Achas ushtayim, one going up and two going down, etc. Everything was very hakol kamaasei v'dam apar. Just like the spritching process of the blood of the ox, so too was the spritching process of the blood of the goat. Yatsa, then he left the Kodesh Kedashim. V'hinicho, he would leave this mizrak, this bowl of blood of the seir of the goat, al kan hashchini shohaya b'heichal, on the second golden stand that was in the heichal. Because there were two stands there. On the first one, he had already placed the blood of the ox, and now he's placing the blood of the goat on the second one. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanakhama, in the first opinion, and he says, Lo yasham elakan echad bavad. No, there was only one golden stand there alone in the Heichal. That on it, he had initially put the blood of the par of the ox, and when he left, kshiyatzim ha-mizrak shaldam ha-seir, when he left with the bowl of the blood of the goat, not all dam lapar, he took the blood of the ox that was there from that stand, v'niach dam ha-seir, and he put the blood of the goat on it instead. So Yehuda says there was only one stand. There was just like switch from the ox's blood to the goat's blood. Whereas the Tanakhama, he argues, and he says that v'niach tchila, first he put as dam ha-seir, the blood of the goat, on the second kan, v'yach kach not all dam lapar. Meaning Tanakhama says that the first opinion would say he put the blood of the goat on the second stand, and then he would take the blood of the ox from the first stand. So again, first he put the blood of the ox, was already sitting there on the first stand. Then he went to do the whole spritching process with the blood of the goat. Put the blood of the goat on the second stand. And now he's going back, taking the blood of the ox on the first stand, but he's an imenu. And now he's spritching from the blood of the ox, al haparoches, on the curtain, shekeneged ha'aron, that was opposite the aron, mibachutz, from outside, meaning he's switching it from the heichal, ha'ine b'heichal, in the heichal, he's standing in the heichal, opposite where the aron kodesh would be in the kodesh kadashim, and he spritzes it onto the proches, on the curtain, in that area. Achas lamala, once upward, v'shepa lamata, seven downward, v'loi v'skavi, did not intend to spritz it, not going upward, not going downward, just rather kamatzef, like one's whipping somebody in between the shoulder blades. Like we just explained already twice earlier, how he would spritz the blood. Though here the difference was that he spritzed the blood actually on the prochus, on the curtain, and not on the floor. So that's important to keep in mind. So he made like this beeline of spritzes on the actual prochus, on the curtain that divided, you know, the Heichal from the Kodesh Kedashim. V'ka chayamon, and so he would count again, achas, achas, v'achas, achas, v'shtayim, like we just explained. Not al dam ha-sa'ir v'niach dam ha-par. Then he would take the blood of the goat and leave the blood of the ox. Meaning, this is according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that said that there was only one golden stand in the Heichal that was holding the bloods. So what he would do is, he would first take from the stand the blood of the goat, and then afterwards, v'achach v'niach, he would leave al osokan, on that stand, the blood of the ox that was in his hands. Whereas the Chachamim would say, the Tanakhama, the first opinion would say that there were two stands. So Yiniach Tchila as Dam HaPar. First, he would leave the blood of the ox, and then afterwards, not that he would take the blood of the goat. V'hiz Nimenu, he'd spritz from the blood of the goat, Al Prochas on the curtain, Shekenegad Aaron Mibachutz, which is opposite the Aaron Kodesh, which is in the Kodesh Kodeshim from outside, meaning spritzing it from the Heichal, Shehiza Midam HaPar, meaning just like he spritzed with the blood of the ox over there, so too he's spritzing now with the blood of the goat over there, Achas Amala, one upward, Shevamata, seven downward, etc., with the same counting process that we said already by the ox in the earlier cases. And then finally, Eira Dama Paratuch Dama Seir, he poured the blood of the ox into the blood of the goat, and then he would go ahead and pour all the blood that was mixed up in this bowl of the blood of the goat, Hamale, which was full, back into the mazvek, into the other bowl of the blood of the ox, which was empty, so that it gets mixed up very, very well. And then the Mishnah stops there. Like, what does he do with this? So we'll see in Mishnah what he does now with this mixture of the two bloods.